And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I have come to the conclusion that every sermon ever preached on the feast of St. Simon and St. Jude begins in the same way, namely, with the statement that very little is known about the two saints who we are commemorating. Perhaps I exaggerate slightly, but what else really is there to say of Simon and Jude, about whose lives we know just enough to constitute a footnote? There are no more than a few sentences on them in the scriptures, and there are certainly no definite or substantial details that survive about either of their lives. Scripturally, the closest we get to any biography is the knowledge that Simon was a zealot who had previously spread the word of God using violence, and that Jude, the patron saint of lost causes more famously, was not Judas Iscariot. The rest is left to our imagination, and that is key. We believe that they are worthy of our honour, not because we understand the details of their lives, but because they were chosen as apostles of our Lord and bore witness to him. Our faith ought to precede our desire for knowledge at all times. As St. Anselm wrote of his own Christian faith, "I believe so that I may understand." St. Simon and St. Jude's apostlehood is, of course, also the literal reason for their inclusion in the calendar of saints, but this is by no means an insignificance. Today's Gospel reminds us of the faith and trust that the apostles put in our Lord, and by extension, in God. "They hated me without a cause, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me, and ye also shall bear witness." Whereas others had both seen and hated, the apostles had trusted and come to understanding through belief and faith in our Lord and his Father. They were willing to trust and to wait. We also hear in today's collect of Jesus Christ himself being the head cornerstone of the church that is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. We may call to mind verses from Psalm 118 here. "The same stone which the builders refused is become the headstone in the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvellous in our eyes." The faith of St. Simon and St. Jude was placed in him who was the same cornerstone that had been refused. When our Christian faith is questioned or rejected today, we must surely take strength from the fact that the apostles had faith in him who had been hated and rejected. They first believed in order to understand. We can also draw another important lesson from the fact that we know so little of St. Simon and St. Jude's deeds. A lesson that, as St. John Henry Newman put it, however obvious, is continually forgotten by us in the actual business of life. It is a lesson of humility, succinctly summed up in a line of that famous hymn, "Be Thou My Vision." "Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise." We know nothing of the good works that Simon or Jude did on earth, but that does not matter, because these things are known unto God. How often do we act out of a desire to win earthly praise or remembrance? How often do we forget that our good works ought not to be carried out in order that they are detected by others? Rather, our intention should always be to please and glorify God alone in all of our doings. Fame, riches, and praise should not enter into things. It is a concept that many of our predecessors perhaps seem to grasp more readily than we do. This is the reason, certainly, that so many medieval religious manuscripts remain unsigned by their scribes, and that composers like Handel, Bach, and Haydn ended their manuscripts with the words "Soli Deo Gloria." The verses in the book of Ecclesiastes that begin, "Let us now praise famous men and our fathers that begat us," are particularly relevant in this context. While Simon and Jude are saints, and by merit of that, probably classifiable as famous men, they are surely better described by the verses in the latter half of this chapter. "And some there be which have no memorial, who are perished as though they had never been, and are become as though they had never been born, and their children after them. But these were merciful men whose righteousness hath not been forgotten. Their name liveth for evermore. And indeed, their names do live for evermore, not in the form of any panegyric, but in their lives' work of spreading and teaching the gospel message of our Lord. In a quiet corner of the crypt at St. Paul's Cathedral is a small plain stone monument to the cathedral's architect, Sir Christopher Wren. His simple epitaph reads, "Lector, si monumentum requiris, circumspice," or, "Reader, if you seek his monument, look around you." If we seek the monument of St. Simon and St. Jude, who, according to our collect today, are the foundation on which the church is built, we can do a lot worse than to look around ourselves now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.